Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Government says it is ready to discuss issue of air pollution in Lok Sabha. Crop production in the country increases by 44% during the last 10 years, says Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates 6 development projects in Senapati district in Manipur. Senior Congress leader and former Union Home Minister Shivraj Patil passes away. President, Prime Minister and various leaders condole the demise. 9 people killed and 22 injured in a bus accident in Alluri Sitaramaraju district of Andhra Pradesh. And in cricket, India were 414 for 6 against the UAE in the opening match of Under-19 Asia Cup a short while ago. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said the government is ready to discuss the issue of air pollution in the Lok Sabha. He said since the matter was raised by the Leader of Opposition in the Business Advisory Committee, the government needs to look into it and see how the discussion will be structured under the rules. The minister further added that on the very first day, the government had made its position very clear that on all the important matters, the government is ready for discussion to find out the solution, taking along the suggestion of the opposition parties.
Leader of the opposition, Rahul Gandhi ji, has made a statement in the form of suggestion. The member of the Congress party in the Business Advisory Committee had also raised this issue and some other parties, and from the government side also. And government from the day one had made our position very clear that on all important matters, government is ready to discuss and also to find out solution, taking along the suggestions from all the members, including the principal opposition party led by Rahul Gandhi ji.
Raising the matter in the zero hour, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi said it is an important issue that the country is facing now and hoped that this is not an ideological issue. Mr. Gandhi further added that there will be full agreement between the opposition and the government to discuss the matter in the House.
Most of our major cities are living under a blanket of poisonous air. Millions of children are getting lung disease. Their future is being destroyed. People are getting cancer. Older people are struggling to breathe. Everybody in this house would agree that air pollution, the damage it is doing to our people, is something that we would like to cooperate on.
The government has said that crop production in the country has increased by 44% during the last 10 years, marking a significant milestone. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Rajya Sabha today, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said it has been possible due to the use of new seed varieties, modern technologies and improved farming practices between 2014 and 2024. He said the government is continuously making efforts to ensure comprehensive development in the agriculture sector. Mr. Chauhan said the Modi government is focusing on enhancing farmers' income and advancing overall agricultural growth. He said a 6-point strategy is being implemented to boost agricultural production.
I am happy to share that after 2014 till 2024, the production has nearly increased by 44%, which is a big record. And for this production to increase, new seeds, new technology and new farming and agricultural methods are used.
President Draupadi Murmu visited Senapati district of Manipur today and inaugurated 6 different development projects implemented in the district. She also laid foundation stones for 5 other development projects for the district. The projects inaugurated by the president include a model residential school development at the cost of 25 crore rupees, 2 primary health centres upgraded at 10 crore rupees and 2 Bailey bridges constructed at a cost of 11 crore rupees. After reaching Senapati district headquarters, the president met internally displaced persons taking shelter in relief camps and interacted with them. He also met and interacted with the leader of Maram tribe, the only tribe in Manipur under the category of particularly vulnerable tribal groups, PVTGs. Addressing the gathering at the multipurpose hall, President Draupadi Murmu said, under PM Jan Man, a series of initiatives have been launched for uplifting the tribal community, especially PVTGs, which will further improve their life.
Today, I am pleased to have inaugurated a number of important projects that will further improve the quality of life of the people of Manipur. These projects in diverse areas of tribal development, agriculture, infrastructure, electricity, drinking water, education, health and sports reflect our commitment to building a more modern and inclusive Manipur. The projects for which foundation laying has been done today cover a wide range of areas like infrastructure, handloom and handicrafts, tourism, electricity, drinking water, security and administration, health and sports. These sports projects will generate employment, improve infrastructure, and accelerate economic activity.
Senior Congress leader and former Union Home Minister Shivraj Patil passed away in Latur today at the age of 91. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have condoled the demise of former Union Minister Shivraj Patil. In a social media post, the president said, during his long public life, Mr. Patil held several important positions, including those of Lok Sabha Speaker, Union Minister, Governor and a long-standing Member of Parliament. The Prime Minister in a social media post said, Mr. Patil was an experienced leader. He was passionate about contributing to the welfare of society. Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda have expressed grief at the demise of former Union Minister Shivraj Patil. The Lok Sabha today paid tributes to former Lok Sabha Speaker Shivraj Patil. When the House assembled at 11 a.m, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla informed the House about the demise of the veteran leader. Mr. Birla said, Shivraj Patil served as a member of the House from Maharashtra's Latur parliamentary constituency for 7 consecutive terms. He said, Mr. Patil also held key responsibilities in the Union government as Home Minister and served as the Governor of Punjab and Rajasthan. The Speaker informed that during the tenure of Shivraj Patil, the Outstanding Parliamentarian Award was instituted.
Shri Patil had taken charge of various ministries in the central government. He was also the chairperson as well as the member of various parliamentary committees in his tenure. Additionally, Shivraj Patil also held key responsibilities in the Union government and served as the governor of Punjab and Rajasthan. Shivraj Patil also served as a member of the House from Maharashtra's Latur parliamentary constituency.
Both houses also paid tributes to the martyrs of the 13th December 2001 Parliament attack. Members in both houses observed silence as a mark of respect to the brave security personnel. In the Rajya Sabha, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan said the 13th December 2001 was a dark day in history when the very symbol of India's democracy was targeted by terrorists to destroy the foundation of the country.
On that dark day, when the very symbol of our democracy, the Bharatiya Sanchet, was targeted by forces bent on destroying the foundations of our nation, it was the fearless courage and prompt action of our valiant security personnel that foiled the sinister design. We lost several brave hearts who stood unflinchingly between the attackers and this temple of democracy, displaying exceptional gallantry in the face of mortal danger. Honourable members, let us pause to remember and pay our respectable tribute to those courageous souls who sacrificed their lives on that sorrowful day. Their devotion to the duty and selfless valour continue to inspire every one of us.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The death toll in a private bus accident that occurred in Alluri Sitaramaraju district of Andhra Pradesh this morning has risen to 9. About 22 people were injured in the mishap, while a total of 35 passengers and 2 drivers were on board at the time of the accident.
The driver of the bus reportedly lost control and the vehicle fell off the road into a gorge and turned turtle. The incident occurred when the bus was heading towards neighboring Telangana state on the Chinturu Maredumilli Ghat Road near Tulsipaka village. Local residents and police came to the rescue and the injured were shifted to Chinturu area hospital. Five of the passengers who were seriously injured have been shifted to Bhadrachalam government hospital. A significant number of the victims were residents belonging to Chitturu and Tirupati districts who were on a pilgrimage. According to Superintendent of Police Amit Bardar, the accident occurred around 4:30 a.m. Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu expressed his shock and sorrow over the tragic event. He conveyed his condolences for the lives lost and spoke to officials regarding the ongoing rescue operations and support for the victims. Governor S. Abdul Nazir has expressed anguish and profound grief on the bus accident and offered his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family members. Henry, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives due to the bus mishap in Andhra Pradesh. They wished for the speedy recovery of those injured. Maharashtra Governor S. Abdul Nazir and Chief Minister Chandrababu Naidu have also expressed sorrow over the tragic incident. Prime Minister Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. A total of 1,184 hospitals have been de-empanelled for fraudulent activities under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha today, Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Pratap Rao Jadhav said penalties amounting to over 231 crore have also been levied against fraudulent entities. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu today chaired a comprehensive review meeting to assess preparedness for the upcoming fog window of the winter schedule. In a social media post, the minister said all stakeholders, including the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, Airport Authority of India, airport operators, airlines and Central Industrial Security Force have been instructed to ensure full compliance, fix accountability and implement strict SOPs for fog operations. Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat today said India is becoming a new hub for cruise tourism. Hotel and restaurants are witnessing considerable growth and major global hotel groups are investing in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi today, the minister highlighted the role of Vande Bharat in increasing tourism in the country. In Assam, the Special Investigation Team, SIT of Assam Police, has submitted a 3,500-page charge sheet in the case concerning the death of singer Zubin Garg before the Chief Judicial Magistrate, Guwahati. The case, initially registered by the Criminal Investigation Department, CID, is being probed under sections related to criminal conspiracy, culpable homicide not amounting to murder, and causing death by negligence. A 212-run partnership for the second wicket between Vaibhav Suryavanshi and Aaron George helped India to set a victory target of 434 for UAE in the opening match of Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 in Dubai. Young sensation Suryavanshi scored 171 runs with the help of 14 sixes and 9 fours. Aaron George and Vihan Malhotra hit 69 runs each. Earlier, the hosts won the toss and elected to field. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading over 0.4% up in afternoon trade today. The Sensex surged 367 points to 85,186, while the Nifty added 117 points to 26,016 when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government says it is ready to discuss issue of air pollution in Lok Sabha. Crop production in the country increases by 44% during the last 10 years, says Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates 6 development projects in Senapati district in Manipur. Senior Congress leader and former Union Home Minister Shivraj Patil passes away. President, Prime Minister and various leaders condole the demise. 9 people killed and 22 injured in a bus accident in Alluri Sitaramaraju district of Andhra Pradesh. And in cricket, India sets a victory target of 434 runs for UAE in the opening match of Under-19 Asia Cup in Dubai. And with that, we end the midday news.